Good morning. It's 8:06. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Lunasa from their brand new one, Cass. And next up, we've got John Renborn for your listening pleasure.
As I walked out on a midsummer morning to view the fields and to take the air, down by the banks of the sweet primroses, there I beheld a most lovely fair. Now in three long steps, well, I stepped up to her, knowing her as she passed me by. Now I stepped up to her, thinking to view her. She appeared to me like some virtuous bride. The occasion for all your grief, I will make you as happy as any fine lady, if you will grant me one small leave. Stand off, stand off, you false deceiver. It's a false deceitful man, 'tis plain. Now it's you that has caused my poor heart to wander, and to give me comfort lies all in vain. Some lonesome valley, no man on earth shall there me find, where the pretty small birds, they do change their voices, every moment blows a blusterous wind. So come all young men that to go out to courting, please pay attention to what I say, for there's many a bright and a sunny morning turns out to be a cloudy day.
restless ocean. The tall ship came from windward away on a grey Atlantic morning. She showed no lights or colours in the hour before the dawning. On a furrig run to the rising sun, she reached our starboard quarter. And I'll never forget the name she bore. She was called the Neptune's daughter. Her sails were white as ivory, and her rigging sang like harp strings. Her spars were black as ebony, of grey was the spindrift's grey as she split the waves asunder. I can see her now as she crossed our bow, as we gazed in silent wonder. By destiny, and no helmsman's hand could change her. We hailed her and we signaled, "You are standing into danger." But she left us free on the westerly, and I watched her pale sail sink. Is a tall ship on the ocean. That womankind and her heart and mind sails on a restless ocean.
Not all beer and skittles in this blooming job of mine. It's not a bed of roses, isn't fire in on the line. You don't get too much money, you get lots of slack instead. And they teach you how to work at night to earn your daily bread. Well, just fancy being knocked up in the middle of the night with a noise enough to wake the dead, give the neighborhood a fright. You leave your bed in such regret, you prepare to catch your train. Then a chappy comes round to tell you can go to sleep again. Well, it's then you do get to the sheds, and that's when the fun begins. For someone's pinched your spiders and your lamps and other things. You know it's not quite up to rules, still you do the same. So you take someone else's and pretend you've played the game. But it's often you get an engine that is very shy for steam. It's then you start to realize that life's not quite a dream. You get a fed up feeling when the driver, he tells you that we're losing time. It's then that you lose your temper and your heart. Well, it's lively in the tunnels when you slip and then you stick. And the air mixed with the language, it gets beautifully thick. The smoke, it nearly blinds you high, and with sulfur you near choke. So you turn to get a drink, but you find your blooming bottle's broke. Well, of course, it's not expected that we chaps want much to eat. But now and then we get a chance, and it really is a treat. When you put your food upon the floor, it's enough for to raise your ire. When your mate, he gets absent-minded like, and he drops it in the fire. So you reach your destination, neither happy, blithe nor gay, with just enough strength to whistle the end of a perfect day. Your hopes are fairly stranded when the turner, he says, book off. Then miles away from home you landed, neither money, backy nor scoff. And so then they send you to the barracks built inside of the station yard, where the engines sing your lullabies and the beds, they are nice and hard. Perhaps it's private diggings there, another lively hole, or it's 10 to 1, the blooming fire's gone out to find some coal. So you start your homeward journey, and things reach a pretty pass, when you're half inclined to envy the cattle out at grass. You vow you'll chuck your job up, and you swear that you'll do no more. Reach your home, come now, in 9 hours the game starts as before. It's a shame they work their drivers till of age they nearly drop. Why can't they have a pension like a postman or a slob? They earn it, they deserve it, and contented they would be. And besides, 'twould mean promotion, and there'd be a chance for me. Well, it's soft that I wonder if I'll get a driver's job. I'm sick and tired of firing 60 hours for 30 bob. Perhaps I'll fire until I die, then up to heaven I'll go. Or perhaps I'll be filing still for the old lad down below.
Good morning, it's 8:22, you're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Cohen Brathwaite Kilcoyne. Yep, quite a mouthful, but an excellent, excellent album. Outway Songster, he called it, and that's what he ended it with, was the Fireman's Growl. And this is why I love liner notes, because when I first listened to this, I was thinking of firemen, and then it gradually occurred to me as I was listening to this that we're talking about a steam railwayman. And the song apparently had its origins in a set of anonymous verses published in the early 20th century in the Railway Gazette. And Carl Dallas, who set those verses to the widespread tune of Tramps and Hawkers. Yeah, I definitely advise you, if you like singing that is not in a nasal tone, check out Cohen Brathwaite Kilcoyne. For that was Julie Folus with Mary Chapin Carpenter there, doing Windward Away from her album Alterin. We heard John Renborn, Banks of the Sweet Primroses. Why does he sound so good? Because it's a posthumous album. It was a tape that was resurrected from the show he did in Kyoto in 1978. Just published this year on Drag City Records. And we started off with a brand new music from Lunasa with the Tinker's Frolics. Well, next up, we've got another great band from Ireland for you, and this is Crunchy Hill. Yeah.
Thank you. Johnny, Johnny, along with the rest on a picnic lay. Johnny, my Johnny, ah. Well, he calls out of the barrack yard to God knows where, from Gosport hard. And you can't refuse when you get the card. And the widow gave the party. What did you get to eat and drink, Johnny, Johnny? Standing water as thick as ink, Johnny, my Johnny, ah. A bit of beef that with 3 years stored, and a bit of mutton as tough as a board. A vow we killed with a sergeant's sword when the widow party. What did you do for knives and forks, Johnny, Johnny? We carried them with us wherever we walked, Johnny, my Johnny, ah. And some has diced and some out, and some was crimped, and some was carved, and some was gutted, and some was starved, when the widow gave the party.
Flow.
when the widow gave the party.
Being the date and the year, those Waterloo sportsmen and more did appear, oh, to view the great prizes and bear the loa, never counting on Ireland and Master McGrath. On the 12th of December, that day of renown, McGrath and his keeper, they left Lurgan town, and a gale in the channel, it soon drove them o'er. On the 13th they landed on fair England's shore. And when they arrived there in great London town, those grand English sportsmen they all gathered round, and one of those gentlemen gave a ha-ha, saying, "Is that the great dog you call Master McGrath?" Said, "Gentlemen, is there any among you has money to spend? For your great English greyhound, I don't care a straw. 5,000 to 1 upon Master McGrath." White Rose stood uncovered, the great English bride. Her trainer and owner were both by her side. Oh, they let her away, and the crowd cried hurrah, for the pride of all England.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke.
And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Good morning. It's 8:48. We just heard from Danu from their brand new album, 10,000 Miles, Master McGraw. And, a wonderful song about a doggie, the Irish Greyhound. Despite being considered the underdog in 1868, he became the first Irish dog to win the Waterloo Cup race and went on to win it again in both 1869 and 1871. And Danu has been working on that song since 2000, and it is now available on their brand new album. And then you heard a set of reels, The Poor Man's Fortune, The Long Strand, and The Real Gan'am, and a couple of hornpipes after that, the Connemara Hornpipe and the Leveret. Before that was Norma Waterson and Eliza Carthy with The Widow's Party from their album, just out on Topic Records, called Anchor, and it features the GIFF Band. And we are glad to hear Norma's voice again. And we started off with the great fine young Irish band Cúnla with Crunchy Hill from their album The Next Chapter. Well, more music for you, but first of all, a couple of announcements. One is, until the parking situation gets straightened out, I have to sadly take off about 9:30 today, because if you park on the street, you can only park for 2 hours. Well, gee, that would mean that somehow I would have to magically find the parking place, use the little parking sticker, and then race up the stairs to get myself in here, all in less than 60 seconds to start the show. And considering that you never know what shape the station is going to be in, this is not really the way to do it. So, sadly, I will have to leave you at about 9:30 and send you over to Mr. Rick Deckard. But in the meantime, we would like to let you know, all of our listeners, that if you are a Celtic or world artist who would like to get heard, please send your CDs and promotional announcements to Celtic Dawn, care of WMFO, Post Office Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02153. And yes, those are the correct things, because if you use the Medford, Mass. 02155, it goes to another post office box, and we never see your lovely submissions. All righty then. On to more music.
Some people who don't know them don't know their love. Such little understanding yet so quick to judge. I said, oh, can't you have your beliefs but open your mind? Oh, can't you have your beliefs but open your heart? I understand one person's faith, but what if there's two? Two different faiths. How do we conclude by sending out hate to those who disagree from a God of love who made us equally? Oh, Matthew loves Mark and Luke loves John, and they want to get married but it's frowned upon by some people who don't know them, don't know their love. Such little understanding yet so quick to judge. I said, oh, can't you have your beliefs but open your mind? Oh, can't you have your beliefs but open your heart? We'll give it 5 minutes and you will see that love. Just cause it's not your way, does that make it wrong? Wrong for who? Your God and you. Should we all be so hateful of those with different views? All these judgments just lead us into war, where you're providing the devil with a sharp floor. Come on, be pious, but don't be unkind. Let your faith be wise, so we can all wear a rainbow smile. Matthew loves Mark, Luke loves John, and they wanna get married, but it's frowned upon by some people who don't know them, don't know their love. Such little understanding, so quick to judge. I said, oh, can't you have your beliefs but open your mind? Oh, can't you have your beliefs but open your heart? Oh, 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 can't you have your beliefs? Beliefs, but open your
listening to the church bell chime. Listening to the church bell chime. Yeah, in this magic time, road it never seems to end. But that's good to see you, my old friend. Got to get back to when, get back to when. Got to get back in your prime. The sun is gonna shine when we go back, back for a while. Magic time, magic give me five. Give me five.